Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. It is National Palliative Care Week this week, and it's a week, it's Australia's largest annual awareness-raising initiative to increase understanding of the many benefits of palliative care. The slogan this year is, "It's your right." To talk to us a little bit about palliative care is the President of the Committee of Management of GV Hospice Care, Jeanette Powell. Good morning, Jeanette.
Good morning, Terry.
Thank you for your time on this very cold morning.
You're very welcome.
Now, you have been involved in this palliative care space for a long time now, haven't you?
I have. When I was a Member of Parliament, I saw the great work that they did. And when I was asked to go on to the Committee of Management when I retired, I said, of course I would. And I was quite honoured because I know what great work they do in the community, and I'm just happy to be part of that wonderful organisation.
Tell us a bit about GV Hospice Care. I mean, many people will know the name, but they may not know the specifics of the great work that they do.
It started about 34 years ago, and it was established because a group of people found that there was no support for people who were going through treatment and illness at the end of their life. And that's where it started. And it continues to do that today, but it obviously has grown. But what Golden Valley Hospice Care does is it provides a service for people with a life-limiting illness for 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We're one of the very few around regional Victoria that does that. Our nurses are on call after hours. So if you rang up after hours to either get some advice or seek some treatment for your loved one who is one of our patients, you'll get a nurse on the end of that line that you already know, and that nurse will either come to visit you if need be or relieve your anxiety over the phone. So it's just the most wonderful service.
So it is an in-home service. There's not an actual hospice that you go to.
There's not an actual hospice, which might be confusing because of the name Golden Valley Hospice Care. But what we do is we provide the treatment and the care in the place of your choice. So if you're in an aged care facility, like an independent living, we could give that service there and treat you there. But most people, I think probably about 80-90% of our people, they would prefer to be treated at home and to live with their family at home until they do pass. So we provide that free treatment at home. We provide all of our specialist equipment is free, and that's all because of our generous community that we're able to provide the extra service, whereas most other palliative care services provide 5 days a week, 9 to 5.
And we can't stress that enough, can we, that it is free. Like, it's incredible that anyone can get that service, as you say, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it really does have to be that kind of hours, really, doesn't it? Because you wouldn't know. You could need it at any time of the day, or it's just not just confined to, you know, business hours when you might need a palliative care service.
And Terry, as you've rightly said, most people, when they need help, it's about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. They may have just given the person that's getting our treatment, they may have just had some pain relief at 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're still having pain. So their carer is wondering whether they should be still giving them something. And we often say, don't let your loved one suffer. Call us, and if need be, the nurse will come and sit with you or provide that treatment. And it's not just about pain relief and treatment, it's also about helping you through the myriad of things that happen to you when you get told, either yourself or your loved one, that you either have cancer or any. We don't only treat or provide service to people who have cancer. It's all life-limiting illnesses. So when you come to our service, you get referred to our service, we'll sit down with you, well, not me, the nurses and our healthcare providers, our social workers will sit there with you and work out a treatment plan that you are comfortable with.
I think you make an important point mentioning the families, because you give a lot of support to families, not just the patients.
Look, that's one of our biggest things, and it's one of the areas that our nurses find very, they get very involved in, and they think that that's one of the great things about it as well. When people talk about, one of our nurses said, when they ask people, what do you know about GV hospice, what comes across is the word dying. You know, people go into palliative care to die. Well, often people come into our service and then they have a treatment plan, their pain is managed, their long-term plan is managed, and they can leave the service. And they don't need to have nurses and people ringing them up to see how they are. They want to just get on with their life. When they do need the service, they can come back in. And we work very strongly with the families because they're part of the whole equation. And it's important that that happens as well.
The whole definition of palliative care is an evolving one, isn't it? I mean, in past, it really was associated with, you know, those last stages. There has been sort of a lot of marketing efforts, I guess, in recent times to try and open up that definition and get some discussions going around it.
And I think that's important. It's important to know that when you are getting treatment for when at the end of your life it is palliation, and our service tries to make that time a quality of life for you while you know that your end of your life is near. But that doesn't mean that it has to be all sad. You know, we work with the families to say, make the environment as positive and as caring and as comfortable as possible for the person who has the illness. So we work with the families, not just with the person when we're giving them the treatment, but after that person passes, we then, for about 13 months afterwards, still continue to support the family, work with the family if they want. We don't come where we're not needed any longer, but some people do need to have their grief worked through, and we'll work with the family for as long as they like, just to sort of work through them and hold their hand, if you like, as they're going through that stage.
How many patients are in the service at the moment?
It varies between about 90 to about 100, 110. At the moment, I think there's about 91 patients that we see in the service. They're not all; they don't all need daily calls. Some of them just might need a call, a visit, just a call in once a week. So it's how the treatment is needed. Obviously, closer to the end, there's a lot more involvement with our wonderful nurses, and everybody that knows our nurses call them angels, and they are. They're absolutely professional, and they're fantastic, and they're there. The numbers of those that are on call, they know that they're going to get a call out. If they don't, I have one of the nurses say, if they don't get a call out, they check their phone because they're worrying that their phone is not working. So it's very much a family involvement, and we try to involve the family in all levels of the treatment. So it's when you're involved in palliative care, it doesn't just mean the end of your life. It means treating you while you're alive.
Just last week, there was voluntary assisted dying legislation passed in New South Wales, which I think means that it's legal now all over Australia. Where does the organisation fit with the VAD?
Yes, well, as the vice president I was then of the organisation, I went down to the expert panel that was giving evidence to the government of the day because of my involvement with palliative care and also my involvement over many, many years ago with the voluntary assisted dying bill, as it was the euthanasia bill then. We don't judge. We have a view that our nurses don't provide the service. But what we do is we make sure that the person that is seeking that information has the opportunity to talk to the experts and have access to it should they wish. We don't provide the service. We provide the best palliative care that the person can ask for. So that's what our role is. But again, we will steer them in the right way and we'll support them whether they're going to be going through that route or not. We will still support them to work through it and to give them as much information as possible.
We're running out of time, as we always do, on Brekkie. But there is a new building going up on the corner of, I think, Balaclava Road and the highway there, which belongs to GV Hospice Care, and I'm sure people would want to know what's going on there.
Well, for those that know the service well, we've been in houses. It's grown now because the community needs a lot more specific service. So we have now, I think we started with two nurses, we now have eight nurses, we have bereavement counsellors, we have volunteers that are trained and they need to have a place to go. So this building will house all of our staff in one place. It will allow for us to do training. It will allow us to have carers come in for families to come and talk to our specialist team. So it's going to be a state-of-the-art hub, a palliative care hub, where all of the services are going to be provided. The upstairs is empty at the moment, as both of them are. We don't move in till about the end of July, but the upstairs will be leased out or rented out in the hope that that will pay for the building downstairs, so that that's all paid for. But again, it's about getting all of our service into the one place and allowing the state of the art, because I think the former building didn't meet current health standards and didn't meet current building standards. So the building that we have now meets all of those needs, and it will be great to have the community be able to come into there.
If people are listening to this thinking they might need the service, or someone they love or know needs the service, what should they do?
They can ring the service, so they're referred to by doctors, by the hospitals, by the family. The only stipulation is that the person themselves must agree to the service. We don't want to be going in and providing service to somebody who doesn't want it. So we will work with the family to make them feel more comfortable, but we certainly will take referrals from anywhere, from a family member, from a doctor. But again, the person that's going to receive that service has to agree to it.
Obviously, people can look at your website for lots of information, case studies, and other things. But is there a particular number that you can tell us, you can give us today, that people can call?
I can leave it with you, Terry.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we've been talking to Jeanette Powell. She's talking about GV Hospice Care, and it is National Palliative Care Week, which we're continuing all week. And Jeanette, we will be checking in with some other team members at GV Hospice Care during the week, as well as GV Health as well, which does provide some palliative care. So hopefully by the end of the week, we're all better informed about palliative care.
And hopefully some of the stigma is removed from it, that it's a treatment and a service that you can go to and not be afraid of.
And I mean, we don't like to face it sometimes, but we're all going to face our own death. So that's inevitable. But I guess you're just helping people make that journey that little bit better.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for your time this morning, Jeanette Powell.
Thank you, Terry.
Pat and Tina's BP service station, North Shepparton, has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pat and Tina's BP service station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
Winter is the time of year that mice and rats decide that living inside your house is better than the cold outside. These germ-carrying rodents can even chew electrical wires, causing major damage. So don't let rodents take over your home. We offer tamper-proof bait stations which are safe for pets, but mice can't resist them. A home rodent inspection and a set of bait stations is on special now, saving you over $100. Jason's Pest Control look forward to making your home rodent-free. 1-800-599-699.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team, and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.